once it became real and I knew my wife was pregnant, panic, just sheer panic for 9 months. The second she was born, that all went away. It's been wonderful ever since.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's Art of Fatherhood podcast is being brought to you by Nintendo. I'm teaming up with Nintendo to help you and your family move into the new year. There's a lot of great games for the Nintendo Switch. One of them is Fitness Boxing 2 Rhythm and Exercise. We recently had a chance to check this game out, and my family and I love it. From personalized, full-body workouts, there's a lot of great music you can set your workouts to, and plus, there's trainers that can give you support and motivation and encouragement. A cool way to switch up your exercise routine with your family, and that's Fitness Boxing 2 Rhythm and Exercise. And of course, everybody's favorite, Just Dance. Just Dance 2021 just came out for the Nintendo Switch. There's 40 heart-pumping songs with customizable playlists for you and your entire family to have fun and get moving to. I'm giving you a chance to win Just Dance 2021 for the Nintendo Switch. All you got to do is leave a review for the Art of Fatherhood podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and just leave a comment section on this podcast over at my website. For more details, go to artoffatherhood.net and make sure you check out the latest games for the Nintendo Switch over at Nintendo's website. Good luck with your chance to win Just Dance 2021 from Nintendo and the Art of Fatherhood. What's up, everyone? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast online. I'm very happy to have Bobby Moynihan. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Good, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk about Mr. Mayor. Of course, your great writing and acting career in a second, but I love bringing guys like yourself on to talk about fatherhood. So take me back when you found out you were going to be a dad. What was going through your mind, sir?
Oh, gosh. I think I was terrified. I was extremely terrified in the beginning. Once it became real and I knew my wife was pregnant, panic, just sheer panic for 9 months. The second she was born, that all went away. It's been wonderful ever since.
Nice, man. And, you know, of course, people know the great work you do as an actor, a writer, entertainer. And you know, obviously people know that, like, hard work has to be part of. Besides hard work, what are some of the other core values you're looking to instill into your daughter as she's growing up?
Gosh, I think something that I learned along the way is that you can't do it alone, no matter how hard you want to do it alone. I think Upright Citizens Brigade and Saturday Night Live taught me that, which is it's a lot easier to find a community of people who enjoy the same thing that you do and learn and grow with them. and nice to always have somebody at your side.
I think that's great. Yeah. Because, you know, the idea that, you know, it takes a village, right? And especially when it comes to a family, that definitely applies there as well. What is something that you have learned about yourself from your daughter, whether it be life in general or about yourself that your daughter has taught you?
I enjoy wearing costumes at home a lot more than I thought I did. I think that definitely I have to wear them for work, but I am definitely at the point where I have chosen my favorites at home. I like Woody a lot because Woody doesn't have a mask. That's nice. Her favorite is Oogie Boogie from Nightmare Before Christmas, which is unfortunate because it is a giant, giant costume that I have to wear a lot through dinner, through meals, through anything.
I love that, though. Again, you're all in on fatherhood, Bobby. I love it. And one more question before we talk about Mr. Mayor. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads? Listen to this.
Search, like, nice dad or good dad videos on, like, Twitter or YouTube. I have tried to read a lot of self-help books, a lot of books about parenting and being a good father, and they all help in some capacity, but some of those just like moments of like you get an internet video of a dad talking to his daughter and telling her, you know, that she can do anything, and some of these beautiful moments of just real parents talking to their children. I'll be doing something with my daughter and I'll think of these silly things that I saw on the internet that help a great deal. I know that's not probably the best advice, but yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is Google good dads and hope for the best.
No, I think, again, you know, especially with, you know, just our society and the way people go to social media and all that stuff. It's like a new reference section in the library, so to speak, of how you can, you know, build up your fatherhood credibility, man. So yeah, especially, you know, people come up, like, you know, they're like my site, Art of Father, another, you know, I'm in this, you know, parenting world. And so, yeah, just there's a lot of great things you can do to check online that people will have that, you know, kind of showing their thoughts or their takes on fatherhood. So yeah, I think it, you know, is I know you're kind of laughing at it, but like, it does make sense. So great advice right there, Bobby. And you play Jaden Kwapis on Mr. Mayor. You're the mayor's communication director, who's kind of quirky. Talk a little bit about how you approach this role and your creative process to be on the show, sir.
I mean, I got extremely lucky that Tina Fey thinks I'm funny and put me wrote a character for me that I get to play. It's absolutely wonderful. Sometimes I get, you know, a little concerned when it's a lot like me. So sometimes when Jaden does something very stupid, I'm like, oh, that's what Tina thinks of me. No, it's the best. I enjoy playing characters who may not be the smartest, but have a big heart and want to help.
Nice, man. And again, like I said, you're no stranger to comedy and writing, especially with your experience on Saturday Night Live. Of course, you work with Tina Fey there, but you know, I'm always curious, like, you know, if you take me behind the scenes, so to speak, you kind of chat, like, you, maybe Ted Danson, some other actors on the show who've had, you know, experience with comedy writing and all that stuff. You kind of work with the writers. If you, like, look at the script, and of course they're doing a great job, you're like, you know what, I think, you know, my character, Jaden, would probably maybe do this. Maybe so you kind of tweak a little bit. Like, what is your, you know, working with, like, the writers and all that, especially with your background?
The writers on this show in particular are so fantastic that I don't have to worry. I enjoy improvising. I feel like I have an improv background, but I don't do a lot of improvising on this show because I don't need to. It's written extremely well, and it makes me, if I was not on this show, I would watch it. I would be a fan of it. But yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll improvise something, or Tina and Robert Carlock are, you know, they were on set before the pandemic, and now they're on set via Zoom on a computer. So, you know, they'll just throw us new lines, or we'll improvise a little bit and come up with stuff on the spot, but we don't need to. I mean, it's fun and we get to do it and they're amazing at it, but the scripts are so fantastic that it's nice to get to the end of a take and not feel like, oh, I'll improvise a bunch of funny stuff, so that way I'll get funny stuff on. It's nice to go, nope, I'm good. Let's go. I'd like to go to lunch.
Nice, man. And Saturday Night Live and just, you know, creative writing and all that good stuff. Like, life reflects art and art reflects life, right? So when I'm watching Mr. Mayor, you know, you definitely see a lot of things that you see on news today or social media in terms of, like, one subject, especially, it's, you know, if the mayor is like, you know, no straws anymore. And then there's people who are like, you know, hating on him. And then there are people who are loving, you know, on him. And there's like absolutes on each side. So for you, like, when it comes to this show, like, I'm guessing you see the art balancing life and life balancing art when it comes to politics in real life, but then also with the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the show is less about politics as it's more about the people that work there and their relationships and the family that they've created at this workplace, rather than politics. I think everyone has had enough of watching politics for a little bit. It might be time to watch Ted Danson from Cheers laugh a little bit.
Talk about, like, where you got your passion for writing and acting. Where did that come from? When did you kind of know you wanted to go down this career path?
I always enjoyed comedy as a kid. I loved SNL, watching it growing up. And I grew up on, like, in New York, like, sneaking out of the house to go listen to Howard Stern at my friend's house, and just, you know, stuff that, you know, you enjoyed that made you feel creative and happy.
Nice, man. And what are you most proud of your time at Saturday Night Live?
Oh gosh. Most proud of, that I made it through alive, that I came out on the other end alive and not completely hating myself. I like that I got to contribute to something that made me happy my entire life. It feels very nice to give back in that capacity.
Nice, man. And I got the fatherhood quick five for you. And I think one of those questions kind of parallels your time with Saturday Night Live with something that you love and you're able to contribute as well. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, do you guys have a favorite family movie that you guys like to watch together?
A lot of Pixar in our house. A lot of Moana right now. Nightmare Before Christmas. Nice. We're going through a lot of those movies. Gosh, recently we've been watching Ratatouille, and my daughter calls it Ratatouille, and it makes me really happy.
Nice. Favorite family song, or is there an artist you can't wait to, when she gets to a certain age, to appreciate that music?
Wow. I mean, so many. It's more TV. We want to, like, show her Lost. And, immediately. She's 3 years old, and we want to show her the television show Lost as soon as we can. As far as music, we listen to, my wife was on Broadway for many years, so she gives our daughter a fantastic background in music, and she listens to a great deal of stuff. If it was just me, it would be like, she would just listen to, like, Biggie Smalls and Snoop Dogg. I don't think that's appropriate at this time.
That's awesome. Nice. I know, obviously, not that many people are traveling, doing family vacations, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Home, doing nothing, sleeping. We're not travelers. are perfectly happy in our pandemic home.
Nice, man. And again, just
but
like,
if we had to go somewhere, Hawaii.
Oh, okay, cool, nice. And like you mentioned, Saturday Night Live being part of something that, you know, you grew up and watching and you loved, and to be a part of that, what's, you know, that's something you're most proud of. Again, I'm a Star Wars geek. I love your time on the different things, especially Saturday Night Live, like the different Star Wars skits, but then, of course, in Star Wars Resistance. So I'd love to see you get into that universe as well. So I have to ask you, favorite Star Wars movie and character are?
Well, gosh, how much time do you have? Wow. It fluctuates. I like Jabba the Hutt a lot. I think that character needs to do more with Jabba the Hutt. Okay. I want to see, like, the crime boss movie with him. Kylo Ren is a pretty amazing character. Favorite movie? I mean, it'd probably always be first one. It'd probably always just be New Hope, Star Wars. But right now, Mandalorian is easily the best Star Wars content ever produced, I think.
Yeah, man. My favorite.
Maybe the first one in Mandalorian time.
Cool. Nice. Great selection right there. And lastly, top three words you hope your daughter would use to describe you as a dad.
He was great.
Nice. Love it. People, make sure you follow Bobby on Twitter and Instagram at Bibby Moynihan, and watch Mr. Mayor on NBC and, of course, streaming live on Peacock. Bobby, I really appreciate it. I'm a big fan of your work. I love your take on fatherhood. Love seeing you as Jaden in Mr. Mayor, and I wish you and your family continued success there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.